Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Thank you very much to Greg. Like how we ended on AC/DC and we started off with McFly. How are you? You're right. It's Sarah in for Scott. It's all right. We toughened it up with a bit of Eliza Doolittle anyway. Got a bit more street. Oh, I'm warm. I'm too hot. I can't do a neck scarf. I'm trying to channel a royal. Do you know what I mean? By wearing a bit of a neck scarfy look. Which royal do I most look like, Becky? Camilla?
No.
Anne?
Yes.
Princess Anne?
It's very Princess Anne. I think it's because it's quite silky and quite high up. To you. And it covers all of your neck.
Yeah, I'm taking it off now. It's too hot.
You look less regal
and
now,
And I dipped
though.
It in the sink earlier when I washed my hands. I know, less royal, but more street.
Yeah.
That's the angle I'm going for. Princess Anne was quite cool in, like, the 70s. She rocked a certain sort of neck scarf.
I still think she's cool now. She's got amazing volume in her hair.
She really has, hasn't she? Do you think she's got some sort of... Do you think she's got hair pieces in there?
No, I don't know. I just think I'm well jealous of that volume.
It's like she has got some sort of, I don't know, maybe she keeps a bread rolls in there or something and then spreads the hair out. I mean, the reason why, of course, that I'm channeling royalty today mainly is to, you know, as a nod towards Prince William and Kate Middleton, who have announced their engagement, and congratulations. Very lovely news. The office was a buzz, wasn't it, with the
it
news
was,
earlier
yeah.
on? I mean, to be honest, it's quite a boring office normally, isn't it? I mean, apart from putting Matt Fincham's picture on all your computers, there's not much else to do to while away the hours.
No.
So you veered away from bullying in the workplace and towards royal interest, didn't you? And I got the same text from you and the one who doesn't speak saying, you'll have to buy a hat. The royal wedding is confirmed. I'm going to go for the DJ gig, but I reckon old Cotton will get it because she's well in with the boys, isn't she?
Mm.
With William and Harry. I think they'd rather have her there than me there playing me. You know what I mean?
Mm. What else can you offer?
I don't know. I could help with a buffet, I suppose.
Have you got your sideline of merchandise set up yet?
Oh, are you going to do that?
I think so, yeah.
Are you going to set up like a wallpapering table? You know, like a decorating table, one of those fold-out tables. You can set one of them up outside at Palace or Clarence House or something with a few. What are you going to do? Like a teapot?
Yeah, a couple of mugs.
Oven gloves?
Yeah.
T-shirts, Natch?
Yeah.
5-pack of knick-knacks? Knickers, I mean. Not the crisps.
I was going to say.
Not cake-flavoured crisps.
Like nice and spicy.
Oh, that could be good. Prince William and cake-flavoured crisps.
Oh, but completely unofficial, obviously.
Yeah, unofficial tat that you can sell to all the tourists and stuff. You might as well. You live in the capital. You might as well take advantage. Isn't it foggy out there today?
Mm.
It's like I kept expecting Sherlock Holmes to come out from behind me wheelie bins. It's like sort of oldie-worldy London town there. It's so foggy. And me, because essentially I'm a bit thick, I thought it was just foggy just in my garden. Until I went out in the car and I was like, it's foggy in the whole of London. I just thought, our garden's foggy. I thought next doors would have been fine and all of London were fine. It was just I had a foggy garden. I thought, I'll have to get on to council about that. But no, the fog was everywhere. Looming out of the fog, it were exciting. Nice. I went around Brent Cross with a deer stalker on just to add to the Sherlock Holmes look. A big cape. Obviously got chucked out for smoking a pipe, but otherwise it was good fun carrying on the fog theme.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So then you're watching it, bit of I'm a Celeb, you into it yet?
No, well, I saw a bit last night when Gillian was talking about them being full of beans, but I think that was like the last 5 minutes.
I missed that bit. Did she mean it as in literally they're just eating beans, not they were excitable?
No.
All right. Yeah, it's good because it's on at 9, so it's quite good that if you can make yourself get in bed for 9, then you can watch it in bed.
I love it that you go to bed early.
I love going to bed. The earlier the better. I love it.
Do you sometimes just get home from work and go straight to bed?
Yeah, I'd like to. There's always something to do. There's always something in the way. You know what I find boring as well? Washing my face, cleaning my teeth, putting my jammers on, doing all that, taking my lenses out. I really want a Wallace and Gromit style machine that'll just strip me and wash me. Do you know what I mean?
Don't you just get wipes and then get into bed and do the wipes?
I've heard from a makeup artist those wipes aren't great, that they don't get the dirt off.
No.
They just rub it around your face.
Oh.
Anyway. so it's not going well for Gillian McKeith in the jungle. There's me worrying about using wipes and having to get into my nice, soft, fleecy jammers. Poor Gillian, she's not doing well. She had to go in one of those underground things last night. The bush took her around. Of course, the great British public, being such darlings and always going for the weak one like they did with Natalie Appleton, didn't they? And they did it with Jordan last year, though she wasn't really the weak one, but it was the one that they just wanted to punish.
It's the one that screams the most, I think, isn't it? The one that's not going to like it.
It's brilliant. So again, Gillian's doing it again tonight, so we can expect more of this. This is... She was sort of underground. They'd put rats in there with her and all sorts of things. And then they put some water in. It completely freaked her out. They had to get her out of there. She had a massive panic attack. The lovely Aussie guy, who's like the safety guy, was there.
Look at me. Don't look at anything else.
Oh, no. We think he must have had a really scary face, that reaction.
Look at me. Don't look at anything else.
It was over the top.
What does he look like?
He had a scream mask on, you know, from the movie. And it was just like, hey, come on, she's having a panic attack.
Gillian, look at me. I'm going to give you some oxygen.
Oh, dear.
OK. Deep breath.
Not good. She had a massive, jolly diddy little thing as well, bless her.
Deep breath.
Oh, you look really worried there, Becky. You did an upside down fish mouth.
It reminds me of when my sister was in hospital and she had that oxygen and she used to try and ring me up. Like, she obviously couldn't speak because through the oxygen she was like... And she phoned Scott once and it was like, is that Darth Vader? It just sounded really weird. It was like...
My sister and oxygen, is she all right?
Oh, she's absolutely fine now. She's got random.
Okay. So that was Gillian getting a little bit of oxygen there. And then... She's just freaking out and there's no going back. Everything then freaks her out.
Deep breath. It's only a fly.
A little fly landed on her shoulder and she went mental. Also, Ant tries to help her out by getting a leaf off her.
Come here a sec, you've got a leaf. No, it's a leaf.
Ah, it's a leaf! So she gets back and Cheryl Gascoigne and Kayla, the page three sort, not page three, the playmate girl, basically don't believe that she had a nightmare time.
Aww.
Yeah, she's like trying to explain, and because they've got no food points and no stars at all and they're going to starve again for dinner, they're a little bit off with her.
Are you all right?
Oh, my God. I fainted twice. Really?
You didn't?
What, really, really?
Really fainted. They had to give me oxygen.
Oh, my God.
What, really, really fainted? No, half fainted. Just one eye closed. Idiot.
And I started to freak out because I thought I was going to drown.
You're so dry. Why is your hair so dry?
Wet.
They're like, you're so dry, though. How did you get wet? You're so dry.
Back. Oh. Yeah. And then I was sitting up at that point.
No, they pick her up on this. Yeah. I was sitting up, she says. So they're like, uh-huh, just do one more thing. Sorry to disturb your pool party. They're like Columbo.
I heard the water coming in. And then
so you've got those bits. So you could, it was a coffin, but you could sit up in it.
You could, well, not quite. You could,
right.
I'm not sure what you could do. Yeah. I remember screaming. Like, it's a massive level, right? I don't even know what happened after that. It's like a blur.
There you go. So if you've got something that needs investigating, call a former wag and a playmate bunny. They'll be round to investigate it for you. There's nothing can get past them.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, just go with us on this one. I mean, 81199 if you can come up with any good names. But, I mean, a playmate, you know, like a playboy playmate bunny type girl... and a former wag forming their own detective agency. There's a gap in the market, Becky. I mean, who was the antiques geezer?
Lovejoy.
Antiques man who was...
There have been loads of detectives with other jobs, but I don't think ever a wag and a playgirl.
No, a playmate and a wag.
There was that chef detective.
Who's
off
that?
Off Pie in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
There was the gardening detectives off
Rosemary and Thyme.
Yeah.
So we've never had an ex-wag and a playmate before, be it a detective, you know what I mean? Running around, maybe their lip gloss turns into a little gum. Do you know what I mean? Get it out, they go, pop my lip gloss, and then go, and it turns into a little pink gum. And they can run around and stuff and that, and like big close-ups, you know, the boobs and stuff. It'd be brilliant. Any suggestions come in? I mean, we can pitch it. I'm quite up for it. We'll have a think about actually.
Well, with interrogation like that, I think it'd be brilliant.
It was brilliant. I mean, they absolutely don't believe her. It's brilliant.
Are you all right?
Oh, my God. I fainted twice.
You didn't?
What, really, really?
Really fainted. They had to give me oxygen.
Oh, my God.
So you really... There's even doubters on the text going, if she fainted, how did she manage to pull down her top, which had ridden up? Give her a break. You know, I think she was quite panicky, wasn't she? Mm. I mean, she doesn't sound like she's having a great time. You know what I mean? Radio 1 Podcast. So following on from the WAG, well, ex-WAG, Cheryl Gascoigne and Playboy playmate Kayla being slight detectives in the jungle, we thought we'd come up with their own detective sort of series. Here they are just sort of interrogating, but doing it in that kind of Columbo style of like, oh, really? What, that happened? What, it was a coffin, but you could sit up? Oh, really? And that's what they did to poor Gillian McKeith last night.
And I started to freak out because I thought I was going to drown.
You're so dry. Why is your hair so dry?
All wet at the back.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I was sitting up at that point when I heard the water coming in. And then...
Oh, right, so you'd got those bits. So you could... It was a coffin, but you could sit up in it.
You could, well, not quite. You could,
right.
I just don't believe her. It's really horrible. So we've got an ex-WAG and a Playboy playmate. Lots of people have just cunningly rhymed things with WAG, which we won't really go into. tit for tat was quite good. our favourite aunt in Sunderland, and somebody else weirdly texted in. Well, let's see if it just goes with the music. The ex-WAG and the playmate. They are Cheryl Gascoigne and Kayla. This bit's a bit distracting, this bit.
But quite appropriate.
You? Yeah, it's a bit like she was married to Gaza. You know, Gaza Lee.
And who's the other one?
What? No, okay, we'll try another one. All right. All right. More gravitas to it, this one. The ex-WAG and the playmate get together, solving crime and murder mystery. They are Wagney and Racy. Does it go well? I think that's quite good, isn't it?
I think you've got it.
Yeah, is that it? We're going to pitch it. I'm serious. Are we going to go, me and Lee, for a meeting, ITV4? You up for it? Is there one more there? Can we use it? Is it clean?
Hang on.
Oh, no, that's not it. Hang on, that's Matt Ronson. I was trying to get Agatha Christie, and I hate it when that happens. Those two always get confused.
Now, Agatha's going to be so proud of this.
OK, so hang on, I'll do the build-up, okay. Then you do... The blonde ex-WAG off of Gaza. And the playmate, what gets her baps out, and I think she's done something to her top lip, but she's got lovely boobs. When they get together, they are...
WAGs and fun bags.
That's rubbish. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. A bit messy as a show snack, aren't they? I think the tangerines are better. Do you, Becca?
Yeah, these monkey delicious nuts though. That you've brought in.
Raw monkey nuts. Oh, delicious. Lethal, though. Blink, you've gone through 50. Bit messy though, there's all bits of shell, and I don't know if you noticed in the last link, you could hear the odd crack of a monkey nut shell being thumbed open by Becky.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. So you've been doing a scientific experiment then all day. You've been keeping yourself busy, haven't you?
Yes.
Trouble around the office.
Well, I thought I should get to the bottom of it because nobody else seemed to. Mm. But over the last few weeks, you've probably noticed that Greg talks about Katy Perry a lot.
Okay.
And he's also mentioning his girlfriend a lot.
Right.
So I thought I would do a scientific study into who he actually loves the most.
Okay.
Whether it be his girlfriend or Katy Perry.
His girlfriend is Ellie Goulding.
Mm-hmm.
And Katy Perry...
is...
We tried to find some science music.
This is quite science-y.
It was either this or the gallery music off Take Art, which was...
Well, it's quite serious, and this is a serious scientific study.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I picked a show at random.
Which was what?
Yesterday's.
Right.
And I counted up the amount of times he mentioned either Katy Perry or his girlfriend.
Okay, so to help with the experiment, so people listening can keep track of who he's mentioning, we have two different sound effects to signify and to signal when he mentions Katy Perry. For example, if he says the word Katy Perry or Katy, talks about her, you hear this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if he mentions Ellie Goulding, you hear this. Okay.
Yeah. So this would be the last of it. This is conclusive proof.
Okay.
Of who
at last.
Loves the most. Yeah.
Mankind can carry on with evolution and with their lives and with their existence.
It's gonna quash all the rumours.
One who doesn't speak conducted in the corners in this music is loving it.
Katy Perry. Got a hug from Katy Perry, which is enough to set any bloke off, to be honest. There's a few reports that people watched from backstage yesterday on the screens that I was staring at Katy Perry whilst I was giving the award out. Well, I don't remember doing so. Lovely. It's a pleasure to present the award with her yesterday. A dream. Katy Perry. The full set that Katy Perry did. I should have done this with Katy Perry at the Teen Awards yesterday. Fold and fling and boing. I was very lucky then to be presenting an award with Katy Perry. I don't know how I wangled that. Who got me on stage with Katy Perry? People have been talking about this Katy Perry dress. You want to see what the fuss is about? It's online now. Wonderful performances yesterday from Katy Perry. I told you you'd like that Katy Perry picture. Katy no. Perry walked past. Oh, it's okay to like it because my girlfriend even fancies it. So it's fine. Hello, Victoria in Leeds. She says, please stop going on about Katy Perry. Have some respect for your girlfriend. No, it's true. I will stop. Now, I do have the utmost respect for my girlfriend. My girlfriend, his mum, told me off for being too pervy about Katy Perry. So I'm going to stop it now. That is it.
Gosh.
I mean, it's awkward. This moment is awkward because how many times did he mention his girlfriend?
Four.
And how many times did he mention Katy Perry?
14.
That is 10 more.
So he loves Katy Perry.
And the four times he mentioned his girlfriend, it was kind of in relation to, to Katy Perry. So, poor old... You know what I mean? She'll be there. She'll be like, never mind your song, give it back. Giving it to somebody else. So that was very well done there, Becky, in your scientific experiment. Look forward to another one tomorrow.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. So me and Becky, the new royalists here, aren't we, in the studio? Mm-hmm. What should we wear tomorrow? We should, like, come themed, like, royal themed. Or we should get a bit of bunting up. Come on, cost note a bit of bunting.
It's quite a while away,
make some
away,
tonight,
then.
When you get back to your isolated farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. With your crazed boyfriend, will you make some bunting tonight to put up in the studio?
If you really want, then
it'd be
yeah.
really nice. Get a bit of bunting.
Well, Do you think it's a bit premature?
It might be. It's not for a while. We've got to get through Christmas yet before Wills and Kate walk down that aisle. She looked beautiful, didn't she, in the little press conference? Becky pointed out. Oh, are we calling them Wills and Kate? Or are we calling them Quill?
Well, I don't know. Do they need to shave his name, don't
yeah,
they?
Like Brangelina. But then when you write Quill, it almost looks, because it's a kicking co, it looks like you're going to write Quicksave. Which, although you can get some good family deals there, do you know what I mean? They don't want to be the Quicksave of the royal family, do they? You know what I mean? Mm. You pointed out that she'd had a manicure. Mm. God, she had to, didn't she? Because obviously it's going to be a lot of attention on her ring finger. Lovely makeup. She'd got her makeup done. Beautiful eye makeup. If you're listening, Kate, you both look gorgeous. Wills didn't go for any eye makeup. That would have been groovy, though. A bit of guy liner. That would have been really like, you know what I mean? This generation of royals already rock, but that would have rocked even harder. And it's very nice that he's given her his mum's engagement ring, which is nice because he said, if you're just coming home from work and you've not heard or seen any of the news and that, we are like the go-to place for the royal news, aren't we? Me and Becky, we're like, you know what I mean? Bagsy being Jenny Bond.
Oh, you that can means be, I'm Nicholas Witchell.
No, James Whittaker. Is that his name? Or Michael? No, James Whittaker. I'm getting mixed up with the horse riding family, the Whittakers. Anyway, it's exciting stuff. The person who was sort of commentating on the speech that they did. Oh, it's very nice because Will said, oh, I've given her my mum's engagement ring because I didn't want my mum to be missed out of. You know, today I wanted her to be remembered as well. So I thought that was very lovely and very touching. But the commentator paused at an awkward moment because he went, here they are, Kate and Prince William, and it's a great chance to see her now, to have a good look at the body language. And I just thought, God, I thought he was like, oh, yeah, and she has got lovely legs. But you know what I mean? Luckily, it was the body language, and they were linked arms. It was very nice. As my mum would say, put your leg in bed, you know, when you link arms.
Aww.
Nice, isn't it? Podcast. So Nigel Havers, from the actual royalty to jungle royalty, Sir Nigel of Havers. On I'm a Celebrity last night, wouldn't eat the food that they'd won in the Bush Tucker trial, that Lembit Opic, who may I say, for a former MP, is turning out to be quite the little sort of jungle-tastic explorer slash kind of brave man Tarzan type.
I always thought he had elements of Bear Grylls.
Really? Did you used to think that? When he was stepping out with
Cheeky Cheeky.
Yeah, with Cheeky 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 touching a bum and that. So, anyway, he managed to win dinner by being, like, proper outdoorsy and that. Oh, like the late, great Steve-O. Remember him? And he died, didn't he? He got stung by something, I think. Remember Steve-O, the Aussie guy who used to
Steve
wrestle
Irwin. Croc
Steve Irwin's blessing. Anyway, Lembit did really well. He won dinner, which was crocodile feet. Which
crocodile is quite nice, but I've never had crocodile feet.
Yeah, it tasted like fish and chips, apparently. It was delicious.
It tastes like crocodile, tastes like a bit like monkfish.
I've had it, actually.
Chicken-y.
Don't know what the feet...
You know, like the meaty fish.
Yeah, they're like a steaky... Yeah, like a kind of meaty fish. Anyway...
I had it in Australia. I didn't like get it in Sainsbury's.
No. I mean, I had it at a Fancy Pants restaurant down here years
ago.
Nice, though. So you had it in Australia?
Yeah, they do it on pizza there.
Oh, do they? So it is quite common. So it is quite a sort of like Aussie thing to be eating. Anyway, they didn't get a nice, you know, loin of croc. They got crocodile feet. And Nigel Havers just adamant that he's not going to have any.
I'm not eating it.
You're not eating it?
No.
Do you not want any?
No, I do not, no.
Now, if you want to know something about anyone or anything in the world, who do you go to?
Agro Santos?
Yes.
Nigel doesn't want to eat the crocodile foot because crocodiles eat their own poo.
Oh, so do most things.
Yeah.
Like pigs and prawns, and they're all at it.
Yeah, they all eat. Yeah, you can't let that. I mean,
no,
you'd
starve. Don't let that put you off.
You didn't eat things that at its own waste products. You wouldn't be out.
Yeah.
But Agro's like the expert on it, apparently. Anyway, Nigel doesn't want the crocodile feet, but everybody keeps going on about how delicious it is.
I bet you it'll be really tasty. If Limbit says it again, I'll deck him.
They keep wanging on about how...
And now he's going to hit him if he says it again.
Well, he says that, but they do say it quite a few more times and Nigel Avers doesn't follow through and punch his face off.
I think it'll be very nice. He said it again. About 10 times.
Yeah, but I wouldn't complain because I think this will be really tasty.
Here you are, another one.
The thing is, if you're in the jungle, and they've only been there a couple of days, but they are starving, they don't get much food, so when you do get some of that tastes nice, of course you're going to talk about it. They can't be like, oh, let's pretend it's horrible because Nigel doesn't want it because it might eat its own poo. We don't know the reasons behind him not wanting it. But anyway, Nigel gets even more angry. Still doesn't thump him, though, just keeps threatening to.
All I'm saying is, I think this will be nice.
There you go. How many times are you going to say?
Yeah, he gets really angry.
Mm. This is the best meal we've had since we arrived.
Yeah.
Today, we are eating really well.
What? What? Who stopped?
It's monsoon madness.
Yeah, just stop it. Stomp you otherwise.
I'll stomp you otherwise. Now then, for those who watched David Hay and the other fella doing the boxing and that, if you're a bit too posh for that kind of thing and all the trash talk and that, this is like a sort of middle-class version for you with Nigel Havers instead.
Just stop it.
I'll thump you otherwise. And this is what would happen if he was to thump Lembit Opik.
Just stop it. I'll stump you otherwise.
I bet you it'll be really tasty.
If Lembit says it again, I'll deck him.
I think it'll be very nice.
He said it again.
I think this will be really tasty.
Here you are, another one.
Oh!
I think this will be nice.
There you go. How many times are you going to say?
Today, we are eating really well.
You stop.
It's monsoon madness.
Yeah, just stop it. I'll just stump you otherwise.
Oh, there we go. Got speeder on the way. This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1. Coxopedia. Hello, Anne-Marie.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Coxopedia. How are you?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Oh, you even did a noise then just to signal you're excited. What have you got planned for this evening? Have you got another half coming home from work?
Yes, he will be.
Will you do that excited squeal as he walks through the door?
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, whatever, love. I don't believe you. Coxopedia. Now then, I've been up all night revising Bisexual Bison of the 1940s. Any good?
Oh, sorry.
No, Kenyan coffee beans and their many uses. I was up till gone warm.
I love coffee, but no.
Oh, OK. Oh, that's a shame. Maybe to mozzle. So then, Anne-Marie, give me my subject, please.
Well, I'm needing some inspiration, so my subject today is hairstyles.
Okay. Hairstyles. Right then, hairstyles have been popular ever since people grew hair. Lots of Radio 1 DJs have very, very interesting hair. Joe Wiley is known as the blonde fox of Radio 1, thanks to her bright yellow mane that shimmers all the way down her back and joins up with her toe hair on her feet. Chris Moyles has got kind of bristly grey hair, a bit like a sort of sexy potato that's gone off a bit and grown a sort of fungus on top. Dominic Byrne, of course, from his show, is famously bald. Hair is very popular all over the world, but especially in a place called Hove, which is where the first hairdressers was built. Vidal Sassoon set up shop just on the Hove seafront and attracted local celebrities in the 80s, such as Neil Morrissey, Zoe Ball, a very popular hair fashion to copy, is Jennifer Aniston, where people used to go in to the local hairdressers and say, I want a Jennifer, please, which was from her character on Friends. Or if maybe you want to go a bit more hardcore and go down the Sinead O'Connor route and just shave it all off and then do screamy, shouty singing at people and look angry a lot. Other popular hairstyles through the ages include Freddie Flintoff's and Martine McCrutchen. Copsopedia. That was really hard, Anne-Marie, sorry. How was that for you?
Well, I think I might go for the Sinead O'Connor look then.
Very good. Yeah, the Dominic. Yeah, well, people now go in and ask for a Dominic. So good luck with that. Is it for a special occasion?
No, just for Christmas, really.
Oh, a nice Christmas hairdo. Yeah. Maybe you could balance a couple of reindeer in there. Plastic ones, of course. Real ones would get too heavy.
Yeah, I'm sure I can catch one of those.
OK, yeah, off you go and catch a plastic reindeer. You've been drinking. Anne-Marie, lovely to chat to you, my darling. Thanks for coming on Coxopedia.
Bye. Coxopedia.
The Scott Mills Daily. Me and Becky are well excited about the wedding and all that. You know, we're getting all roiled up, like, to the massive. And our exec, Reese, is just coming, going, have you heard about this socialist paper that you can read? And he's just like, sort of, I'm like, no.
I don't think he's into it as much as we are, is
No,
he?
He's well not.
No.
I don't really know much about politics. I don't think I'm a socialist. I think I'm a Sagittarius. I don't really know. Is he an anarchist? No.
He
does look like
that punk look he's been rocking since the 60s. Joking, he wasn't born in the 60s. He was born in 84.
He's going to come back here and get us. I'm so disappointed in you. You're into all this royal stuff. Look, it's a new generation of royals. I find it genuinely exciting. We love them, don't we?
When the one that doesn't speak to the picture of her, of Kate at the fashion show, you went, oh, that's like the in-betweeners.
See, William got up there and had a newly-gooly hanging out. Oh, that was amazing, that. Oh, very good. So, poor Kate, I bet she regrets ever agreeing to, like, model her mate's fashion in that blooming catwalk show. Because, obviously they keep dragging that picture up. They've actually used that on the Daily Mail website, haven't they? The Mail Online is going, here's a picture, and it's that Princess Diana one, the very famous one, where she didn't realise she was being... It was probably her first taste of just, you know, the sort of perils of being photographed. And Princess Diana, when she was very young and was Lady Di, she got photographed with the sun behind her, so you could just see through her dress a little bit, and you could just, you know, you could see the shape of her legs, basically. And the Daily Mail have got that picture and then compared it to the one where Kate Middleton is modelling, like it's the only photos of the two women. And it's Kate Middleton in like a sheer wisp of chiffon with a bra and nicks on and stuff. So it's fine, but I just love the Mail Online going, look at these two photos, there's similarities, they're like see-through clothes. It's not really. I don't think that's a fair surmisation. So we've just seen Kate Middleton's Ma and Pa on the telly. The mum's very glamorous. Should look at the mum, see what the daughter's going to age like. And the mum's very glamorous looking and really very pretty. So it was announced earlier on, and Prince William and Kate did a press conference. So you can hear them speak in there. But they chose a really... I mean, I think it's a bit rude. There's obviously some sort of domino rally going on off of the 80s.
I love all your opinions on this. We've been talking about this solidly since 5.
We're the go-to show if you want any royal news.
Well, I thought that was a joke. I didn't realise that we turned into rolling news. I didn't realise. I thought we were still playing
rolling news. Well, yeah, we've got plain white tees and we've got a bit of Take That coming up. But we'll like mix it up a bit with the royal stuff. And so Prince William and Kate, they stood there and you can hear clearly going on. Maybe it's Prince Harry. He's doing a domino world record. You know when they do it and they've got the dominoes going up and down the bridges and round corners and that. I think it might be Prince Harry. He's going for the world record anyway in the background, which I think is just bad manners.
The timing is right now. We're both very, very happy.
Listen.
And I'm very glad that I have done it.
You know, we had sort of spoken about our future. Yeah. No, it just seemed...
Round, up the bridge. That's it. And then when the dominoes ended, the last domino knocked like the old bit off the mousetrap where the trap wiggles down that bit of plastic and then traps the engagement ring. And then Kate went and got it and put it on her finger. That's how it happened. In my head. Radio 1 Podcast. There's a hip-hop collective there in the live lounge. Don't know who they are. Quite exciting though, isn't it? They'll be in for Westwood, won't they? We never get a hip-hop collective in here.
Do you want me to get you on for Friday?
Yeah, please. That's that lot. I don't know who they are, but they might come in. They look quite an intimidating bunch, don't they? All stood round. The leather jackets and the leather hoodies. It's not Rick Ross, is it? Because someone's got a Rick Ross top on. No, it can't.
Rick Ross would not wear a Rick Ross t-shirt.
No, he wouldn't, would he? Well, there's a Rick Ross.
I don't know, he might do, but I don't think he does.
He might do. That'd be amazing.
It is Rick Ross, apparently.
Is it?
Yeah. Love that he wears his own
boss.
Yeah.
Is it got
a picture of him?
I don't know. Some hip hop type. Ben knows all about him because he's into all that stuff. Now, this is from a while ago, these next clips. So it's not too much of a spoiler. It's from the MasterChef finals, which was 4 months ago. No, it's a couple of weeks ago.
You're on it.
Emma in Stockport, yeah. What, I'm on? Oh, no.
No, I mean, you're like, you're on top of the current trends.
On the ball. I thought you meant I'm on MasterChef finals. I thought, am I? Emma in Stockport spotted just how particularly lovely the food was on the MasterChef final. So can you guess how many times?
How lovely.
See, already I'm getting a bit of drool in my mouth because I bet it makes me hungry, this clip. Are they talking about food? It's just coming up to tea time as well, we've got clips on food. I was so disappointed last night, by the way. That thing on the telly about the gravy train, nothing to do with gravy. And food, something to do with politics, it was well boring. I turned over really excited. I thought, that's my kind of holiday, that. You get on a gravy train, all different types of meat and dishes, on like a steam train, like the Orient Express, and they come round with different types of onion gravy, lamb mint gravy, you know, nothing. Politics, something. Rubbish.
Oh.
Disappointing. It was misleading as a title, all aboard the gravy train. I think that's misleading. Do you not? I bet a lot of people tuned in up and it would be about, like, jus.
Are you going to be on Points of View with Jeremy Vine next Sunday game?
Dear Jeremy. He's my secret crush. I saw him in coffee shop around Carno a couple of years ago and I went all peculiar over me frothy coffee. And he went, oh, hi, sir. And he knew me. And I went, hi, I think you're really great. I like that. Funny. He's like my peculiar crush. Old Jezza Vine. I'd love him to interrogate me about me policies. So anyway, MasterChef, the food was lovely in the final.
Yeah, and I know.
But how lovely was it? Double figure lovely.
It's Greg Wallace is on it, isn't he? Yeah, yeah, he loves it. So I think
lovely.
12 or 13 times.
Okay. 12, well, you've got to go for one because you get a million Scott Mills points.
13.
13 times this.
A million points?
Yeah.
You're giving away a million points to everybody who gets it right?
Yeah.
Ooh, so there you go. I think that's enough for the car.
That's it, yeah, let's see.
Or at least the speedboat.
Yeah, there's a speedboat.
What? I don't live near the sea. I'm just going to sell it.
That'd be amazing. Look, let's see how lovely the food is.
Beautiful, fresh, almost sweet lobster. Absolutely lovely. Oh, I love the turbot. I love that. Really lovely. Really lovely. I think that's absolutely lovely. That dish. Lovely, Claire.
Mm. Is anyone counting? I forgot the
really lovely. It's beautiful.
Six.
Oh, my word. It's lovely, Claire. Lovely. Lovely. Ooh. Creamy. Lovely. Absolutely lovely. Well done. I think that pie is lovely. Those meaty, strong morels, soft, and it's creamy, and it's lovely.
Oh, there we go. Shut up. How many did you say? You got it right. You got 13 points. Wow. That is amazing. A million Scott Mills points. What are you going to buy with it, Becky? Are you going to do the holiday in Australia, maybe?
Oh, my God. Scott is going to be so annoyed.
Yeah, he's going to kill me, isn't he?
And I've got like a million and 100.
A million.
Whatever it is.
How many have you got so far?
Like, about 100.
I bet. So you got 1,100,000. That must be enough for the Citroen. If not, you've definitely got the tumblers, the set of six tumblers.
I'm genuinely really excited about this.
Yeah, it was brilliant. 13.
Yes.
Well done.
Did he smack his lips to the beat of the bum bum? Anyway.
Well, what happened was later on, we found them down the pub. Greg was there down the pub in Alter Road, and they were having a few drinks. And we secretly recorded them looking at ladies coming into the pub. So it's secret recording footage of Greg Terode a bit hammered because he'd gone down celebrating. Obviously, if his lawyers are listening, all this is true. He'd gone down the pub afterwards, so he was looking at ladies coming into the pub. So here we go.
Lovely. Lovely.
That's Greg looking at ladies. Here's another one. Here comes another foxy chick. It's a haunted pub.
What's he doing to his mouth?
What is his door on? Still on. Hang on.
Right. Oh, my word.
Oh, he fancies this one. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely lovely.
When you've had a few drinks, you get a bit peckish, don't you?
I know
that
those men.
Pie's lovely. I think that pie's lovely. I mean, those meaty, strong morel. Lovely. Lovely. I think that pie's lovely. Lovely. I think that pie is lovely.
Okay, enough. Enough.
Enough. That's amazing. Oh, dear. That was live from the pub. Good.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.